Hey there, sex fans, welcome back. Today is Wednesday, October 3rd, 2012, and you are lucky enough to be listening to the podcast edition of Dr. Dick's Sex Advice with an Edge.
Who is that dangerously unbalanced woman?
I hope you're not referring to me, but if you are, I'm your host, that savagely scintillating sexologist, Dr. Dick. I have another fantastic sex wisdom show for you today. I'm delighted to welcome a new friend and colleague, Dr. Shannon Chavez. Shannon is a clinical psychologist and sexologist with a certification in the diagnosis and treatment of sexual disorders. She is one of the co-founders of the revolutionary She Clinic, that's Sexual Health Experts, in Arizona. Theirs is a comprehensive interdisciplinary treatment approach to female sexual health needs. And I can promise you a wide-ranging and fascinating discussion about their unique outreach to women. This is very cutting-edge stuff, sex fans.
Tell them who I am! I insist you tell them who I am right this minute!
There's that dangerously unstable woman. So Shannon invites you to visit her and her colleagues on their beautiful site, shemd.com. And of course, she's on Facebook and Twitter too. Look for all these links in today's podcast posting on drdicksexadvice.com. Today's program is once again brought to you by Dr. Dick's How-To Video Library. You know, even though I get tons of email from folks looking for my advice, I can only respond to a limited number of inquiries at any given time. But that doesn't mean that I don't care about everyone who writes in. I do. That's why I've set up the How-To Video Library. You'll find a link to this great resource right there on the front page of drdicksexadvice.com. Look for the Video Library tab in the header.
I suppose you have come to apologize.
Well, not exactly. I want to tell you about the Video Library because it's the go-to place for all of you who have sexual performance questions. You'll be able to watch all kinds of deliciously entertaining, delightfully enriching, and oh-so-informative videos right from the comfort of your own home. And remember, a portion of the money you spend at Dr. Dick's How-To Video Library, educating, enriching, and entertaining yourself, comes back to us as support for these marvelous shows. So, knock yourself out. Okay, on with the show. Welcome, Shannon, and thank you for joining us. I'm so delighted that we could make time to be together for this Sex Wisdom show. And now that you're here, would you like to say hello to all the nice people?
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me. Definitely Dr. Dick, as well as the Sex Wisdom Show.
Great. And you probably should know that there's a bunch of kinksters out there, so even though they're naughty and nice, you could say hello to them as well.
Kinksters are always nice.
It's so true, isn't it? So, I'm trying to remember how we first made contact with one another, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was through LinkedIn. Once I poked around your profile, I discovered the SHE website, and this piqued my interest, and before you know it, I was reaching out to you with this invitation to join me for this chat. I love how serendipitous life can be, don't you?
What would we do before LinkedIn and Facebook and
it's so
Twitter?
True.
I mean, it's so amazing.
It's
one of the
so
things
true.
That I love is being able to write notes to favorite authors, favorite
yes.
therapists,
yes.
and just say hello and
yes.
get a response.
Yes.
It's so exciting.
Yes, it is. And, you know, it really does facilitate us getting to know one another in a way that would be otherwise really impossible because, you know, we're not in the same town. We don't have a whole lot of people, if any, as common friends or so, you know, we could have lived the rest of our lives without actually getting to know one another, and that would have just been terrible, to my mind.
Right, and yeah, who knows where this will go, so this is exciting.
Good. So, our audience is at a strict disadvantage here because you know what she is, and I know what she is, but they don't know squat. So let's remedy that, shall we? The She, S-H-E, website, which is actually She MD.com, and your practice is devoted to helping women achieve and restore sexual health. And SHE is an acronym for Sexual Health Experts. So that worked out pretty great for you.
Yes, absolutely. And SHE, being that we're all women, so it has several meanings.
Right. So I want to know all about this. What, why, how, when, where, and anything else that you can tell me. So perhaps we should start at the beginning. Your homepage says, in part, SHE, or Sexual Health Experts, is the only dedicated sexual health practice of its kind in Arizona. We are devoted to helping women achieve and restore sexual health, and our interdisciplinary treatment approach is designed to address the emotional, physical, and hormonal factors that contribute to each woman's unique sexual health needs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what, but I have some follow-up questions if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
Okay, and these will surely take us into the why. You and your colleagues, Deborah Wickman and Dr. Brandy Sanders, are providing this outreach to women, and it's to, by, and for women, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I would love to tell you more about our practice and exactly what we do and why we're women working for women.
Right.
Well, interestingly enough, before coming together and forming our SHE team, we all worked specifically in sexual health. I myself worked with both men and women, but had created a program specific for women's sexual health.
Right.
Which looked more at exploring sexuality from sociocultural viewpoints, looking historically as how female sexuality has been shaped, and looking at broadening how women's sexual health is really addressed in our society. And my colleagues as well have really put a focus and niche into understanding female sexual response, sexual issues that come up specifically for women. So in our practice, we do work with men as the coupleship. So
a man will
come in if he is as a supplement to treatment, but really looking at helping women educate them on their bodies, helping them understand these issues and different factors that come up in the lifespan that affect women's sexuality, and creating a place where we're not only bringing awareness and education, but we're looking at treatment specific to female concerns.
Right. Well, the interesting thing is, and I think I know the answer, well, I do know the answer to this question, at least in terms of my own therapeutic outreach. Our culture is not as women-focused in terms of sexuality, anyhow, as it is men-focused.
Well, I think sexuality is still such a taboo topic.
Oh, good
for women, we don't talk enough about sexual health wellness.
Yeah.
I think most women can agree that there's a lot of focus on cancer prevention and different health health interventions to make in order to prevent medical conditions and to take care of the body, but we don't talk enough about sexual health.
Right.
There's still a lot of shame around areas of contraception. If sex is discussed, it's discussed in a matter of reproduction and less about pleasure and what's happening relationally.
Right.
So I think we're really in a time where there needs to be a movement towards sexual health wellness, talking about safety, security, and pleasure in context of sex and sexuality. So I think it's just a very needed niche, and I think women coming as a professional and as a woman can really breach and create a bridge for women to open up and find a voice around exploring her own sexuality.
Right. And the interesting thing that you raised there that I totally agree with is that oftentimes sexual outreach to women in particular, but both men and women, tend to be from the medical model. And that leaves a lot to be desired, it seems to me, because the medical model doesn't necessarily ever address the aspects of pleasure. And to my mind, that is as big as a component as any other.
Absolutely. All of our disciplines really have a structure as far as how we see issues and concerns and how we go about creating a plan to resolve them. So I think the interesting part is when you bring all these disciplines together, it really creates such a strong force. And in looking at how do we integrate this, how do we help each other have a better understanding of female sexual concerns and also healthy sexuality. So the most interesting and exciting part of SHE, Sexual Health Experts, has been coming together and learning about the physical therapy components, the medical model, and how it can expand and incorporate some of the psychological issues that women face, and coming together and creating a model that works and that isn't weighted in one area or the other, but that really integrates all of these factors into one sort of broad way of viewing what women are going through right. as far as their sexual health.
Right. And I really love the holistic approach. Honestly, I do. I mean, because if you don't have this holistic approach, one or another of these aspects, you know, mind, body, and or emotions, seems to get lost in the mix. And that, to my mind, is really unfortunate.
Right. Absolutely.
Good, good, good. So maybe this would be a good spot for us to pause our 20 questions game and ask about you. Could you give us a brief bio? Tell us lots of interesting things about yourself. Where were you born, raised, schooled? Do you like muscle magazines and gladiator movies?
Yes. Absolutely. I love telling my story. I was born in New Mexico. My family is 17 generations New Mexican.
Wow, no kidding. How cool.
Yes, very cool. And great culture there, great everything, great people. And then I grew up in Colorado. My mother moved out to Colorado for work, and I was pretty much raised there until the time of after college, where I moved to Dallas, Texas. So,
wow.
Yeah, pretty
my condolences.
Big
no, just kidding.
It was all great experience. I had initially worked as an EMT in an urgent care clinic that had a predominantly female population. A lot of women dealing with reproductive health issues and STIs and a very dominant women population. So I learned quite a bit there about the medical side of what women were dealing with and really the shortage of healthcare providers that wanted to address the sexual issues. So there was a lot, there was a time constraint. It was an inner city hospital where there just wasn't a lot of time or funding. And so I started to really grow this interest in this area. And was raised in a family where sexuality wasn't, you know, like many people, yes. talked about and discussed. So here I was in a clinical setting, and women were looking for answers and looking for resources. So I definitely knew there was a niche there. During college, I also worked for a woman who was a relationship expert in Colorado, and she had written many books, The 7 Dumbest Things People Make in Relationships, and all these topics, and really focused on the relational aspect and how sex is really at the core of that. So I learned quite a bit from her. She was a great, great mentor, and she would always say, you know, psychology, sex therapy, any type of therapy, we need great therapists. So I really started to build this interest and passion and did a lot of research and found a program that made sense for me. So I went and pursued my degree in psychology. I have my doctorate degree in clinical psychology with a master's in marriage and family therapy.
Cool.
And spent a lot of time working in addiction treatment. I was really interested in addiction and did quite a bit of work on sex and love addiction, sexual compulsivity, paraphilias, really looking at sexual behavior and how it's where it stems from, where it comes from, how it varies, and became so interested in sexuality in so many new ways, not only the biological side, but looking at early attachment styles, looking at even anthropological research on human sexual behavior. And it just, I mean, sexuality is one of those fields that you are constantly learning, whether you're a clinician or just a woman or a man interested. It's just a fun, fun field. So
It crosses all of these other fields.
Oh, yeah. Sex is at the core of everything. So whether or not you want to talk about it or talking about it or think you're helping people around it, it's pretty much, you know, right. there in some form or another.
Right.
Yes. So prior to coming to Arizona, I worked at a very interesting institute, the Institute for Sexual Health. And I say interesting because it was sort of at the prime of this sex addiction movement. And this institute really looked at sex addiction very differently, very different from the Carnes model of addiction, which followed sort of a 12-step treatment and an intensive plan around addict and co-addict. This program really looked at sexual behavior as a form of sexual compulsivity, similar to what OCD or certain eating disorders, and looked at kind of combining and integrating different models, which I thought was very interesting because a lot of clinics, a lot of institutes, a lot of treatment centers will basically have one model and really stick to that model. So this looked at integrating and really being more cutting edge at helping both the addict and the partner, who is also impacted very deeply by someone dealing with sexual compulsivity. So at that institute, I worked with both males and females, as well as partners and couples working through sexual compulsivity, sexual health concerns, and many, many issues, which is where I started to really focus a lot on women's sexual health, looking at different lifespan issues that women deal with, how to help them address it from a psychological perspective, how to create good treatment around being solution-focused, helping to empower them, giving them a good and healthy message around embracing healthy sexuality, sometimes for the first time. And so my program was sort of born there, but I found that there is definitely a medical component. There is a big piece of it that is necessary for women to have good information around the body and the changes that the body goes through, hormones and what happens with our hormone levels as we have children, as we, you know, enter different ages of life. So I started to really reach out and find a good network of people that were able to help build sort of a multidisciplinary approach, which is where I finally found my team here at SHE, and we started this model here in Arizona.
Very cool. Very cool. I also know that you love international travel.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm still green with envy, don't you know? No, you went to Turkey, right?
Oh, Istanbul, Turkey.
Oh,
amazing.
Yikes.
Yes, and getting ready to go to Paris in November.
I want to be just like you when I grow up.
Yes, I'm very excited about that one.
So a thumbnail sketch of your colleagues?
Yes. We have Dr. Deborah Wickman. She is a gynecologist, board certified in obstetrics and gynecology, and has a fellowship in female sexual medicine from UCLA.
Wow.
She's actually from Seattle, like yourself.
No kidding.
Yes. I'll have to bring her on next time so she can
that'd be lovely.
Talk Seattle with you. And also Brandy Sanders, who works with us, who is a physical therapist who specializes in pelvic floor therapy.
Wow.
Who does quite a few modalities around specific female sexual disorders related to pain, urinary incontinence, a lot of strengthening or in some ways relaxing the pelvic floor. So that is our team, as well as a wonderful body worker, massage therapist named Sarah, who does many different modalities here. She does massage, cranial sacral, a lot of different modalities with helping women to relax and relieve stress.
Very cool.
Yes.
Gosh, how exciting. So I want to get back to what, why, how, when, and where. I think we're at how. So how did SHE come about? And did you and your colleagues know each other before you joined forces?
Mm-hmm. We actually didn't, but interestingly enough, it's almost like we all knew each other in another life. We're all sisters over here. Well, it first started with Dr. Deborah Wickman, who was working in a practice here in Arizona, and her focus was mainly on the OBGYN, so doing a lot of deliveries and all the things you would see in a normal gynecology office, but had done this fellowship, very unique fellowship. There's not too many of them in the U.S. on female sexual medicine.
Yes.
So she really wanted to branch out and start a clinic that focused on sexual health medicine and sexual health wellness, and that integrated different disciplines, which is what she had done in her fellowship. So she wanted to integrate the psychological perspective and had made a few referrals out quite, or actually more often than not, to a pelvic floor physical therapist. So bringing in that aspect of the practice was really important too. So after a lot of brainstorming and working out, the model was born. So they actually found me. I just sort of branched out to do the women's sexual health program at my institute, ISH, in Beverly Hills, California. And I was really looking to expand that and build that even more. So after we met and talked and all shared so many passions and interests as far as building programs specific for women, we all came together. So I packed my bags and came out here to Arizona, and we opened the clinic at the end of April of this year.
Wow, that is so amazing.
It's really amazing that we all were able to come together and now finally put this model into action and offer these services for women. They're very limited in other clinics, so that we can have a very integrated model that's very different and unique is really exciting.
So Deborah was in Arizona already. You were in California. Was Brandy in Arizona or somewhere else?
Brandy was here in Arizona as well, and she was working in a practice doing physical therapy, pelvic floor, and had a client base that were specific to sexual health wellness issues. So she was really excited to join us to kind of integrate her piece into the model as well.
Right. So I guess that the demand, so to speak, preceded the supply, right? I mean, y'all must have been aware of the dearth of this kind of cooperative, interdisciplinary approach to women's sexual health and well-being long before you guys began your practice together.
Yes, absolutely. I think there's been many trends in this field of female sexual health, and things have been changing yet staying very much the same, interestingly enough. There's a lot of talk about the need and a lot of great research being done, but not a lot of actually putting it into practice.
Right.
So
there's
definitely been a need for a shift. I think women are even looking to get away from all of these pharmacological explanations of what they need to do for sexual health, and learning to just be more proactive in getting information, learning to be more aware of their bodies and be more in control of what they need. And so that's sort of what our model represents, and that's what we really try to help women achieve, is this empowerment around not only sexuality but sexual health and relationship and all factors in life that really affect overall satisfaction and happiness.
Right. I was just recalling the conversation I had with my friend, Dr. Carol Queen. You probably know her, too.
Oh, love Carol, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And we were discussing, you know, the medicalization of female arousal dysfunction.
Yeah. HSED, this very serious term they created for
that's
that.
That's right. And, you know, it's basically a fiction. You know, and she was saying, she said, I asked her, I said, well, what do you think about all these things? And, you know, all these, you know, the pharmaceuticals and pseudo-pharmaceuticals that are available these days. And she said, all of them would be fine as long as they have a map to the clitoris on the box.
Absolutely, right?
So true. Oh, my God, so true. Let's cut right down to the nub of things.
It's very true. I mean, it's so interesting. Even Sigmund Freud said, you know, he couldn't figure it out. It was such a mystery, figuring out women's sexuality. And interestingly enough, it hasn't changed that much.
No.
We're still at a point where people are going back and forth and battling with explanations and trying to find answers, when really it is what it is. It's complex. It's different. All women are wired differently. All women's bodies are shaped differently. So every woman's sexual response is unique to her own. So it's about learning about your body and being informed and taking action.
And then being able to share that information with your partner. I mean, don't, you know, waiting for him or her to know precisely what to do is a fool's paradise, it seems to me.
Absolutely. Being able to communicate, I think that's one of the hardest parts, because
yes.
culture definitely gets in the way of that. Culture will send out very negative messages about talking about sex, being open about your sexuality, embracing sexuality. So communication overall just doesn't get encouraged. So really about learning those skills, which we do quite a bit here in the therapy work, is learning communication skills, learning even assertiveness, how to speak your needs in a way that feels good and safe and that feels that your voice is being heard. So all of that is very important.
Outstanding. Yeah. Outstanding. So I'm guessing that your patients and clients are appreciative of this kind of attention that they receive from you guys. And probably it would be very difficult for them to go back to a regular provider after the SHE treatment, huh?
Absolutely. I think the best thing that we offer here is having... We do an initial assessment, which is 4 hours, which most people
wow.
that's a very, very long time to be at any clinician's office. But what we do is over 4 weeks of testing and assessment during that time. So we want to be as thorough as possible. We want to spend as much time hearing her story and really assessing what her needs are. And that time is spent in a very comfortable and relaxing environment. Our clinic is set up very different from anything you'll see out there. It's not...
I've seen pictures. They're absolutely lovely.
Yes, it's very pretty, very comforting, very relaxing. Our staff is absolutely wonderful. And women really just kind of come and it's sort of set up to experience like you would a spa. A spa is
wow.
a place to go away, to have privacy, to have time to self and to really address what some of your needs and desires are. So that's really what the SHE experience is like, and we try to provide that space for women.
So tell me again, I think you dropped this a few moments ago, but when did this all begin?
We actually opened our clinic at the end of April. First week of May is when we actually were seeing clients and having clients come in, so it's very new here in the Arizona area. It's actually the first of its kind in Arizona, so we are one of the only clinics offering this integrated approach to women's sexual health, so it's very exciting, and we're still on the road getting the word out and marketing ourselves and letting women know what we have to offer.
Good. Which gets me to my next question, is what kind of reception are you getting from your professional peers? Are they being welcoming, or are they apprehensive? God knows, us professionals can be very resistant to change and innovation.
You know, we've been very lucky.
That's
I think
good.
That women have been, women providers in different clinics have said, we've needed this for so long.
Oh, how grand.
A lot of the obstacles that come up, especially for gynecology offices and therapy offices as well, is just having limited time to really address the sexual concerns. So in a gynecology office, there's not much time in normal visits to really address it, as well as educate women around their bodies and sexual response. So a lot of the providers out there have been very supportive and really like that we're integrating all of our disciplines together, because it's not one or the other. It's really looking at it from a more broad perspective of what women's concerns really are.
Great. And finally, the where. You're in Arizona. Where in Arizona?
We are in Gilbert, Arizona, which is a suburb outside of the Phoenix area here in the East Valley. And it's a small suburb, but it's actually building up quite fast. Our building was up early in April, and now we have quite a few clinics and offices coming up around us, so it's a nice little community here for health and wellness.
Right. Do you recommend this model of healthcare to other healing and helping professionals?
Absolutely. I think this model really is the future of sexual health, because it's combining all of the disciplines and really doing a comprehensive assessment and treatment for sexual health concerns. So it having it all in one office and having it be comprehensive as we do in the initial visit, I think is one of the most important parts. Especially in my private or previous practice, it was very difficult when there was a need for a medical rule-up to refer out to a doctor, to then get results back, to then get both of us on board for treatment, and then you add something like physical therapy on top of that, it became very frustrating for women and men that were in that practice. So I think having it be as convenient and comprehensive as possible will really help women be more encouraged to prioritize their sexual health.
Right. You know, and that's the thing that I think is the real secret, is that everything's under one roof. And, mm-hmm. you know, because referrals, as we all know, in the business, are really difficult to do. I mean, not that they're difficult to make the referrals, but, you know, getting the time set up and then coordinating and then getting the information back and forth, you know, it can take, you know, weeks and weeks and weeks before you can actually make a plan on a therapeutic outreach, because you're waiting for all the little pieces to come in.
Mm-hmm. And the interesting part about SHE is that we all consult together. So specifically, Dr. Wickman, our gynecologist, and I will see all of the same clients. So any woman that comes in will meet with both of us, and we also put together, before the end of her visit, a comprehensive plan. So we're able to discuss the assessment and talk about what we think her needs are and discuss what her goals are, to put together a really thorough and comprehensive plan with goals and to kind of create a plan for her to go about with treatment. So that's very rare too. Rarely do clinicians have the time or the ability to really put together something that will work for a client.
Very cool. Well, listen, I'm just looking at my clock and I see that our time is up for today. I could go on and on. And in fact, I want to go on and on. Any chance you could come back and visit with us some more next week?
Absolutely. I would love to come back.
Yay! No begging. I like that. You could have made me beg if you wanted to, because I'm not beyond it.
Remember that for next time.
All right. But before we go, would you give us your website and walk us around a little bit to see what we can find there? And then we'll be visiting you in cyberspace in the interim.
Sounds great. So again, I'm Dr. Shannon Chavez. I'm the clinical psychologist here at SHE Sexual Health Experts in Gilbert, Arizona. And our website is shemd.com. And if you visit our website, we have a lot of great information on our practice as well as events that we do in Gilbert, like our workshop series that we'll be launching next month. So please visit our website and feel free to email us with any questions or any information that you need.
Very cool. Thanks again, darling, and we'll be chatting with you again next week.
All right, great. Thank you.
Bye now. What a terrific show. Well, that's it for today, sex fans. Tune in next week at this time for part two of my conversation with Shannon Chavez and more sex advice with an edge with your host, me, Dr. Dick. However, before we go, let me remind you that this week's podcast sponsor is Dr. Dick's How-To Video Library. Listen up, buckaroos. Thanks to this amazing technology, you'll be able to watch your choice of smut from the comfort of your own home. With just a little prompting from you, they're going to come gushing out of your computer like nobody's business.
What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say that you can check it out. You can find a link to this fabulous sex resource right there on the front page of drdicksexadvice.com. Look for the tab that reads Video On Demand. There is no membership fee. This is a pay-per-minute sort of deal. So your pay-per-view minutes allow you to watch whatever content you want for whatever length of time you choose. Pretty gall darn sweet, huh? And remember, a portion of the money you spend at Dr. Dick's How-To Video Library, educating, enriching, and entertaining yourself, comes back to us as support for these marvelous shows, so knock yourself out. One more thing before we conclude, I want to make sure that you know about my product review site, drdicksextoyreviews.com. That's right, sex fans, now you can see what's hot and what's not in the world of adult products. I and the Dr. Dick review crew review all kinds of adult-related goodies, sex toys for sure, but also condoms, lubes, fetish wear and gear, and all kinds of educational and enrichment videos. Don't miss a single one. look for DrDickSexToyReviews.com. You'll be so glad you did. Okay, until next week, remember, sex is good, and good sex? Why, that's even better. Over and out.